I was, yeah.
Yeah, because Maz was trying to throw you under the big 4-0 bus.
I thought it might have been your 40th and I was going to welcome you with open arms to Club 40. It's a great place. I love being 40.
So when were you 40?
March the 2nd this year,
this
my
year.
Friend.
This year's been the year.
Yeah, I have one more year. The thing is, right, Jules is 2 years older than me. Actually, 2 years and 19 days. And so for 19 days, I just get stuck into her about how much of a cougar she is. Like when, especially when it was 37 and 40. Like,
oh, yes.
And even now she's trying to tell me that I'm getting older and I just keep
you
going.
You are, mate.
I've still got a,
we
I've
all
still
are.
Got a three there. There's still a three there.
Not for much longer.
Embrace it. Embrace it for as long as you can.
Hey, Guy, I did want to let you know. So my little son, Henry, he's 19 months old now, and you are one of his top three favourite artists. So I have done this thing with Henry where I kind of have refused to play him kids' music and I just play him stuff that I like. And so at the moment,
it works.
Sia is sitting in the top spot. You are in second place and then Panic at the Disco are his third favourite artists at the moment.
Wow. Two out of three of his favourites come from Adelaide. That says a lot about Adelaide, doesn't it?
I spent 2 years of my life there.
Yeah.
Yes, that is good. So I didn't grow up listening to kids' music. I
what did you listen to?
Well, the first song I ever learned was The Platters. So, like, the first song I ever sung, I think, was you know, that only you can make others well seem bright. Like, such an old school song. But yeah, it was all, like, old soul music and stuff my dad used to listen to that I got right into, and unfortunately no wiggles or anything.
And see, look, your parents played you some good old soul when you were young, and look at the successful music career that you have had. Now, I'm not a stage parent yet, but there is this kind of hope for little Henry that me playing him all of this pop music, that maybe one day, like, he will follow in the arts.
Henry sounds like a famous name too.
His name's Henry Hezekiah.
Nice. Wow, that's a good name. But he's going to have to just go, he's going to have to go with Henry and maybe make the E a three or something. You know how that's just, that's
no,
the cool thing.
No, I disapprove. That's not getting over the line.
Symbols in your name.
There's not going to be a dollar sign in my child's name.
Yeah.
What I'm focusing on very quickly though, guys, that you're number two. Like, how do we get Guy to number one in the top
on
three?
On Henry's playlist?
On Henry's list.
He's just obsessed with clap your hands. I think it's because he can't do many things except for clap his hands.
Right.
Oh, I need some actions. That's what I need. I need more actions.
Need to get you up to number one for sure. Hey, we had Mark Holden on our show. He's got that podcast, Maz, where
he's chatting
called, to...
Our Idol Archive. Yeah. Where he's going through the alumni of Australian Idol contestants, and there's some absolute cracker stories coming out of those archives. But did Holden give you the call up to be on Idol Archives?
Not yet, no. But look, I do love Mark. I've seen Mark over the years. I just love what a character he is.
He's loose,
mate. He's one of the loosest dudes we've ever chatted to.
He was
what
like,
the hell?
We had to run the chat past our legal team before we got it to air because he was saying some pretty hectic stuff.
Yeah, look, I'd encountered Mark's looseness, and I won't dive into any stories. But yeah, I even on the show, Mark was loose. I think he's. You know, he's a rock star through and through and always has been. And he, like, yeah, on the show as well, I remember thinking, wow, I'm so sorry. I'm, like, trying not to sneeze. That was awkward.
Oh, my God, guys. Oh my Sebastian's God. Symptomatic, guys. Go and get a test. You've got to go and get a test.
Oh no, I was patient zero. I was in Wuhan in November, so I've already got it. I've got the antibody.
You can get it twice, man. You can get COVID twice.
I've heard that. That is, not if you're patient zero.
Well, there's the next Daily Mail headline. You're a walking headline at the moment, guys.
Mate.
So anything you say just gets turned into something, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And it's fun. I mean, like. The thing is, I've got a few hours of interviews this morning, for example, and they'll ask anything, and sometimes it's pretty random. Like, I got asked about the SAS show, and And I was saying I love it and blah blah blah, and then I mentioned one thing that I just didn't enjoy watching.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty normal thing to say.
Because you liking stuff, that's not a clickbait headline, unfortunately.
No, exactly.
It is in 2020.
But, imagine me on Gogglebox. I'm so opinionated. It would that would.
Oh, would
that
you do the terrible celebrity version? Because I love that show.
Is there a celebrity goggle?
They're not in Australia yet, but there is around the world. There's a US and a UK, and I reckon they'll do an Aussie one. And that would be a bit of fun.
Genius concept.
Yeah.
It's such a genius concept. Like, who thought of that? Who thought, let's just get a whole bunch of people commentating on TV shows, and then it becomes a massive hit.
You say genius. I think it's lazy. I think that there was a really angry person watching the telly, screaming at the TV one day going, oh, gee, this would make a great show. Film me watching the telly, that's going to be a good show, and it just so happened to work out well.
Exactly, but you know what isn't lazy? Imagine having to edit that, like just some randoms in rooms, right? They would have the TV on them for hours,
it's
and you've
true.
Got to sift through that footage and pull out the gags.
No,
yeah,
thanks. No, thanks. All right, Guy, thanks for joining us. We are loving the brand new song, Love on Display, and the album as well. And we look forward to reading those new stories of you on Celebrity Gogglebox.
Definitely. Can't wait. All right, legends. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks. I'll and can you please soon. Give your beautiful wife a hug from me?
She is here. Jules is actually just in the same room as me, so I'll give her a big hug from Maz.
And one from me
hello.
Too. She doesn't know who I am, which would be weird, but just throw one in for me as well, Guy. Thanks, mate.